The following interview may contain content that some people may find disturbing. If you need support, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
There were flies in the kitchen, cane toads on the driveway, golden orb spiders in the camellia, and mosquitoes in the window blinds. Currawongs, butcher birds, and magpies sang and shat in the frangipani tree, while lizards hunted on the pool tiles. At night, possums crawled along the brush fence, and bats fought over greenish bananas. Everything but my brother was alive.
In 2009, Elspeth Muir's youngest brother, Alexander, finished his last university exam and went out with some mates. Later that night, he wandered to the Story Bridge, put his phone, wallet, t-shirt and thongs on the walkway and jumped 30 metres into the Brisbane River. Wasted is an intense book that weaves memoir and reportage into a confronting and honest narrative. I started by asking Elspeth why she wrote this book.
I wrote the book because I wanted people to know what happened to Alexander, and I wanted to investigate his death and investigate it within a wider culture where I thought there was alarming problematic drinking because of particular cultural stereotypes, especially around the value of the larrikin in Australian society, that prevented the people around Alexander from picking up on cues that were emblematic of problematic drinking and not emblematic of him fitting into a particular culture. I think we thought that him jumping off bridges, which he did before he jumped off the Story Bridge, and falling asleep next to the Brisbane River, we all sort of saw these things as funny and we should have been alarmed. I didn't come down heavily on either side because I think as I was writing the book, I was still drinking and I still relied on alcohol a lot. I guess one of the things I thought was that I would be this self-righteous ball of burning fury. And I really discovered that I was a deeply flawed person. That made me a lot more compassionate to how difficult it is to address an issue like this.
We're all deeply flawed. And I mean, that honesty in the book is actually its strength. Based on what I can only imagine was extensive research, and given the scope of the issues you cover, do you think Australia has a drinking problem?
When Alexander died, I was sure that he had been taking drugs. It just didn't occur to me that something that I thought to be as innocuous as alcohol and as ubiquitous as alcohol would be enough to make him jump off a bridge. But when I found out that Alexander had only alcohol in his bloodstream, I started investigating the number of alcohol deaths in Australia and the number of alcohol hospitalizations. Every week, one person between the ages of 16 and 25 dies in an alcohol-related incident. There are 5,500 deaths each year from alcohol-related causes. There are 157,000 Australians hospitalized. One in five Australian drinkers drink 75% of all alcohol consumed in Australia. So I think there are big problems in our Australian drinking culture. And I think the way that alcohol is dealt with is sort of rife with hypocrisy. That alcohol is something very much a part of our culture, something that we should be able to handle, something that we don't have a problem with.
Do you think we are too blasé about alcohol then?
I don't know that we're blasé, but I think that the way the Australian government rolls out alcohol legislation is patchy. For instance, 80% of alcohol is sold through liquor stores, but when there's a crackdown, it's often to entertainment precincts.
Wasted's final chapter is titled The Bridge. In December 2015, safety barriers were erected on it, and that's 12 years after the first proposal. And in Wasted, you say part of the reason Brisbane City Council gives for it taking so long was because the bridge is iconic and aesthetics were a consideration. Is that really a good enough reason?
No, I really don't think so. I was furious about that. And when you look at the struggle to get those safety barriers on the Story Bridge, it goes for many, many years. the reason I included that was I wanted to use it as a metaphor for the way in which small changes can make such a huge difference. If you look at statistics around safety barriers on other bridges, for instance, the Gateway Bridge, where jumping suicides are notorious, you see that once safety barriers are erected, the number of suicides goes down a lot. I was contrasting that with an inability in Australia to make widespread changes to alcohol legislation that could prevent deaths and hospitalizations. And I wanted to show with small changes, you can have a big impact.
Do you have an idea about maybe what role councils and governments should play in exploring different models of community safety?
The government should be looking at whole of community approaches to preventing problematic drinking rather than looking at patchy solutions in particular areas. Things like marketing should be looked at. We shouldn't have alcohol sponsorship of sporting events. We shouldn't have an alcohol advertising industry that's regulated by the alcohol industry. I think that those are the ways in which the government can be really effective. Sure, like funding smaller community initiatives is good, but those community initiatives arise anyway. If you look at the Red Frogs and Holy Sunday Morning and people like Paul Stanley who are talking about one punch violence, you see that people are taking the initiative themselves to do those things. And then what you really need for the government to do is to introduce fair legislation.
You also explain how you and Alexander seem to black out a lot when you drink. And I don't remember blacking out so much when I was younger. And I was just wondering if you know why that happened so much?
Blackouts occur when your blood alcohol content rises really quickly. You'll have to excuse my rudimentary knowledge of science, but I think it interferes with your hippocampus, which is where your memories are stored. And it can be genetic. So it was probably just unlucky, a combination of the fact that we drank a lot and drank quickly and maybe just had the type of physiology that caused us to have blackouts.
I lost my mum in 2013. It was a shock diagnosis of cancer. And her birthday is February 17. So on the 17th of each month, I always have an extra coffee with her. Do you have anything you do to remember Alexander?
That's lovely. We always have a dinner for him on his birthday and on his anniversary. But I, weirdly enough, often walk down to the Story Bridge, and I do that more than go and visit his grave. I feel closer to him there for some reason. It's a beautiful structure. That would probably be the main thing that I do.
That was Elspeth Muir giving us an insight into her experience of alcohol grief and death through her memoir, Wasted. If you feel like you need to speak with someone at any time about anything, Lifeline operates a free confidential 24-hour support line, 13 11 14, and a nightly online crisis support chat, lifeline.org.au. Griefline operates a free confidential phone service from 12 p.m. to 3 a.m, 7 days, 1300 845 745, and an online counselling service, griefline.org.au. And the Suicide Callback Service operates phone, video and online counselling 24/7. 1300 659 467 or suicidecallbackservice.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ Brisbane.